Welcome to the Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's a story from Alexander Suarez.
I moved back to Miami after 11 years almost in March of 2017. And there was a gentleman named Stephen Machat. He was running against Marco Rubio and Patrick Murphy for the U.S. Senate as an independent in 2016. Somebody told me that I should support this guy, and I looked into him. And then I offered him to come on my podcast. And at the end of the podcast, I said, you're coming to Tampa soon? He said, yeah, why don't you meet me when I come? And we connected. He gave me a bunch of his books, his semi-autobiographies, got to read them, find out more about him. He was a very important guy, still is an important guy, but especially in the 80s, he worked with a lot of famous music groups, you know, Phil Collins, like all the top groups, you know, from that time, Peter Gabriel. Involved in films and documentaries and a book. He's a writer as well. I'm also a writer. He spends his time in Europe, L.A., Miami, New York, Cuba. Very successful, very cool guy. I knew that he lived most of the year in Miami Beach at the time, and I had been meaning to move from Tampa to transfer to Miami-Dade College, which I had attended back in 2005, 2006. So for almost 11 years later, I returned to Miami. Of course, he was one of the first people that I reached out to. And he said, do you want to come to Wynwood with me? And I said, what's Wynwood? And so he explained to me what it was. It was an art district. So back in 2006, I don't even think Wynwood was, they had art there yet. So I was like, oh, I love art. He says, yeah, you look at the buildings, you know, there's portraits all over them. It's beautiful. It's near downtown Miami. He said, perfect. I'll meet you there tonight. And so I took a bus. He wanted me to go to a Cuban concert with him because he goes to Cuba all the time. And actually the singer that night, there was different groups, but she was the main singer. She had the same last name as me. Her name was Denai Suarez. And she got to meet Steven that night for the first time. And so this is a VIP. He knows very famous people. So we got into the building in Woodwood, and everybody was really excited. Oh, this is the guy. This is Stephen Machat. And we got the best possible seats for the concert. Like, literally, there's a giant bass. We were, like, right in the front, the very front, like, live band. And literally, if I put my hand out a little bit, I would have touched the bass. That's how close we were. Like, we were in the very front. Stephen got there a little bit late. They hadn't started yet. And I was already there waiting for him. It was really exciting. And like all these people and this band about to play. So it was almost like they were waiting for us. And then we like sat right in the front. And then the music started. It was amazing. And so Denai doesn't speak a lot of English. And so she sang only in Spanish. And I was able to tell in Machat's ear, because he doesn't know a lot of Spanish, translating some parts of the song that she was singing. And then after she, and there was all like Cuban-themed bands that were playing. You know, it was incredible, like, welcome back to Miami for me. And so when everything was over, we went back in the VIP, of course, with all the performers and everybody, and they had champagne, and they had hors d'oeuvres, and I was treated like a prince. You know, I was with one of the VIPs that night, you know, Stephen Machat. It was incredible. So what was funny is that at one moment, one of the security guys who didn't know who Stephen Machat was like, going towards him to say something, and then another security guy stopped him. Right, that was helping Machat get through and everything. And he was like, do you know who that is? Don't go up to that guy. Don't say anything. And so we were able to hang out there with the stars. And I got to meet Denai Suarez and introduce her to Stephen Machat. And I spoke to her in Spanish, you know, because she didn't speak much English. And I got to connect with her, and she got to meet him. And then they met, the two of them, later in New York, because Machat's always traveling everywhere. And got to talk to a lot of different people that night that came with the performers that were VIP. They were able to get in the back with us. And they had more than champagne. They had wine, because I prefer wine. And then Steven's like, it's getting late. I don't want you to get drunk. I got to drive you home. And at that time, I was living all the way down in, like, South Kendall. And so he drove me in his car all the way from Wynwood back to there, which was no problem for him because he loved to travel everywhere. I mean, he drove throughout the state. So, yeah, it was an incredible way to get to know Miami and a part of Miami that I never been to.
Alexander Suarez, a story about being a VIP.
This is a welcome back to Miami story if I ever heard one.
You know, I don't want to go anywhere unless I'm a VIP for now on.
Well, he certainly does make that life sound good. Although, I've always heard that the front row is not where you want to sit in a concert. You actually want to sit 10th row center. I loved the image of he was so close he could touch the bass. We know exactly where this guy is sitting. That was just such a great visual there.
I wish I had the same visual in the VIP headquarters drinking that champagne next to all those stars.
Yeah, we got a lot of sense details. In the story. We got the sound, we got the sights, we got the champagne. It would have been nice to have been there. I really felt like we were in the middle of everything.
It was fun listening to Alexander because he was really impressed and mentioned Stephen Muchat's name quite a few times.
Yeah, and that's one of the pleasures of this story. I mean, it is a friendship story, but it is also a little bit of a starstruck story, but in a lovely, lovely way. This is an adult who is impressed with an older adult. This person really shows him the city in a beautiful way. And I loved Alexander's excitement. On one hand, he sounds like he's a serious guy, but on the other hand, he's so tickled by this attention and by this night. It's a great coming home story, and it's not coming home certainly the way he left. Since the time of the Odyssey, since Odysseus came home, we know coming home can be fraught, and I love the fact that he kept saying his name because that's really the crux of the story, that this important man made him feel important in his coming back to Miami.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. We have any storytelling events coming up?
We sure do. Next Sunday, May 12th at the Robot Brewing Company, 2621 Northwest Federal Highway in Boca, 5 to 7 p.m. Come to listen, come to participate, come to try to win the $100 prize, tell a personal story, or just enjoy.
If we have a listener who would like to share their South Florida story on the Public Storyteller, how can they get a hold of you?
Send me an email at cneil, that's C-N as in Nancy, E-I-L-E, at F as in Frank, AU.edu.
Our website also has contact information as well as archive stories at WLRN.org. Click radio and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.